Welcome to the Excel Pod. Welcome to Excel and Reflect. In a world that rarely slows down, this is your invitation to pause. Each week, together, we step away from the noise of life and lean into the stillness of God's Word, creating space to try to think deeply and meditate intentionally and reflect honestly on the words of God. Every episode centers on a specific biblical text or spiritual truth, not for surface-level reading, but for thoughtful engagement that allows God's Word to shape our lives. You see, this podcast is a place that, for only a few minutes, if you will, we can slow down, listen carefully, and try to be formed by the truth of Scripture, whether this is for personal devotion, a quiet meditation, or intentional reflection. So today, with me, as we begin our week, as we begin our day, take a breath, open your heart, and join me as we seek to excel in our understanding and reflect on the faithfulness and goodness of God. This is Excel and Reflect. This week's thought is entitled, Who Rules Your Life? Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on things that are on the earth. This week's reflection is a reflection of allegiance. If you've ever been to a baseball game, you know that the umpire controls the game. He enforces the rules, he makes the calls, and his authority is absolute for the players who are on the field. In a similar way, Paul reminds the Colossian brethren that the true ruler of all of life is none other than Christ himself. And if we read in chapter 3, verse 15 through 17, Paul says, Let the peace of Christ, here's our word, rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. He says in verse 16, Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your heart to God. He says in verse 17, Whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. That word rule that we find in verse 15 is the word brabuito, and it means to rule as an umpire. The church in Colossae was in an interesting situation. Their preacher, whose name was Epaphras, was absent from the congregation. And as a result, the church at Colossae was being deceived by false teachers who had begun to come in from other places and were threatening to shift their allegiance from the voice of Jesus to their voices of teachings. Their faith had been anchored, unfortunately, largely in their preacher. With him absent, their confidence had begun to falter. And it was leaving them in a vulnerable situation of persuasion, of fear, and of confusion. There's no doubt that Epaphras had done such a great work, and he had connected so well to the brethren there in Colossae, but in his absence, things began to change. And so Paul's reminder within the letter that he writes is very clear, that our foundation as Christians must not be in one person, but it must be in Christ alone. While it is a great thing, a good thing, a right thing to respect and to learn from and follow godly leaders, placing ultimate trust in anyone other than Jesus is very, very dangerous. The Colossian brethren had allowed the absence of their preacher to create spiritual instability, opening the door for philosophies and deceptive teachings to infiltrate not only the church, but also their hearts. When we read in chapter 2, we find several verses that tell us this very thing, such as in chapter 2 and verse 4, where Paul writes and he says, "I say this so that no one will delude you with persuasive argument." In verse 8, he says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ." He says in verse 16, "Therefore, no one is to act as your judge in regard to food or drink or in respect to a festival or new moon or a Sabbath day, things which are a mere shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ." He goes on in verse 18 and says, "Let no one keep defrauding you of your prize by delighting in self-abasement and the worship of angels, taking his stand on visions he has seen and inflated without cause by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast to the head from whom the entire body, being supplied and held together by the joints and ligaments, grows with a growth which is from God." Paul says in verse 20, "If you have died with Christ to the elementary principles of the world, why, as if you were living in the world, do you submit elves to decrees such as do not handle, do not taste, or do not touch?" And he says in verse 22 that these are all things, teachings, commandments that are not from God, but from men. You see, in each of these verses, Paul is warning against allowing human voices to rule over us, allowing them to manipulate us with persuasive arguments, binding our consciences with man-made traditions, or distracting us with visions and self-imposed spiritual exercises. Paul, in a sense, calls these voices umpires who attempt to control the game of life apart from Christ. But as he notes, such practices are ultimately, according to verse 22 of chapter 2, of no value against fleshly indulgence. But Paul's solution is simple but profound. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. You see, true assurance comes only from Christ. When we attach our faith to others, however godly they may be, we risk being swayed by voices that are not grounded in him. Instead, we are to seek the things above and set our minds on Christ, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. You see, the rulers of our hearts must be Jesus, and it must be Jesus alone. He is the one who has caused the forgiveness of our sins to come to fruition, chapter 2 and verse 13. He is the one who has brought us to a point where our debts can be canceled, Colossians 2, 14. He is the one who nailed our sins to the cross, 1 Peter 2, 24 and 25, and disarmed spiritual rulers and authorities in chapter 2 and verse 15. You see, it's Jesus and Jesus alone who has triumphed over all, securing our victory, 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. Paul concludes by reminding us that in him, all fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete. And he is the head over all rule and authority, chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. So the question remains, who rules your life? Which voices do you let guide your heart and guide your mind? As for Paul, the answer is clear. It must be Christ alone. He is the only one worthy of our ear, the only one worthy of our faith, and the only one worthy of our devotion. And so Paul says, keep your eyes on him and let everything else fall into its proper place under his authority. As we close today's episode, take some time to carry this thought with you into the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Excel and Reflect is more than just a podcast. It really is an invitation to pause, to listen, and to let God's Word speak deeply into your life. So don't rush away from all that we have thought about today. Sit with it, think about it, and let it shape the way that you think, the way that you respond, and the way that you walk with God. Each week we'll return with another passage, another truth to consider, and another opportunity to reflect on how Scripture continues to form our hearts and direct our steps. Remember, alongside each episode, we'll also have written articles that will continue that reflection and allow you to take it with you and make notes on your own to dig deeper into these spiritual thoughts. I want to thank you today for joining me. And until next time, I hope that you'll keep your heart open, your mind focused, and your spirit attentive. And let's continue to excel and reflect together.